Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening and welcome to The Watchman today. Of course, as always, I'm with Evangelist John Paul Akena. This evening, we continue with our study of the end time, the things we expect, and some of the wonderful things that the Lord is doing in our time. But then also some of the things that we should look out for with eyes of trying to avoid the deception that is going to come. Because there's been a lot that comes in the form of the deception, which we knew before. Previously, deception is just about doctrine. Mm. You know, people are saying, what doctrine? And churches have this thing that somebody is in charge of doctrine to see who is lying, who is telling the truth. Because they expect that some deception is going to come in the form of doctrine. Oh, they haven't a clue what is coming. What is coming is far bigger than just simple doctrine. Because when you read the book of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said that many people will come claiming to be him. Now that was the big deception that he spoke about. Many Christs will show up. Mm. Many people will come claiming that they are Christ, yes, or they are the answer, or they are the anointed one. Christ means the anointed one. And they are the ones who have the answer for humanity. And then they will present themselves in a way that they actually appear to people like they might have the answer to humanity in a way that is, in rebellion to God, but does not immediately look like that. But it is actually in total rebellion to God, but on the outside it might look like, no, it isn't. Now, there are things which are happening in the world right now and which we have to give thought for because they are happening very fast. You know, there's a scripture in Daniel chapter 12,
yes,
verse 4.
Yes.
It says knowledge shall increase,
mm,
talking about the end time. Read for us the whole of Daniel chapter 12 and let's start from there.
Okay, Daniel chapter 12 from verse 1.
Mm.
At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Verse 2. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Then verse 4. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Interesting. First of all, many shall run to and fro. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, mm, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Yes.
Now, when people talk about knowledge increasing, it almost looks like it's natural.
Yes.
You know,
mm,
knowledge is supposed to increase.
Mm-hmm.
But the IBM, the computer, said that by the turn of 1900,
yes,
knowledge was doubling after every 50 years.
Yes.
Now, later on, as we go ahead,
yes,
they said knowledge is doubling after every 3 years.
Yes.
Then eventually, the knowledge, that's human knowledge, the things, yes, people can do,
mm,
is doubling after every 2 years.
Mm.
Then it came down to, right now, knowledge is doubling every 13 months.
Mm.
Yeah. So just think about it. 13 months, that is, let's, yes, say, April 2022.
Yes.
So the things humanity knew in 2022, April,
yes,
have now doubled by the time we're speaking right now.
Right now.
Of course, we're in June.
Yes.
So knowledge is doubling every 13,
yes,
months.
Yes.
And now that's incredible because one of the reasons that has happened, of course, is because it has grown exponentially. First, mm, because of the internet, then because of the speed of the internet, you know, 3G, 4G, 5G.
Yes.
Then because of all the things that computers can do. But now, finally, because of artificial intelligence.
Mm.
Because now artificial intelligence has the ability to do things which humans could not do.
Yes.
And cannot do.
Yes.
But now it is being developed to a point where it is actually a human in itself and even has feelings, and it makes decisions. It can like and dislike. It can refuse. It has a will. And so it comes from just being some artificial intelligence used by human beings to actually being something that competes with human beings. Then ultimately, people have predicted something that even superimposes itself over human beings. In other words, subjugates human beings and puts them under it. And now human beings are working for it. Yet they are the ones who created it. Now, of course, that has been a proposition in some of the movies, but people do not understand exactly how this is being played out, because some time ago, there was a gentleman who used to work for Google, who was an engineer and who had built an artificial intelligence called Lambda. Now, the man left Google and gave an interview to a number of media houses saying that what that thing is capable of doing is very dangerous, and what they are doing is very dangerous for humanity.
Yes.
Because they built something which is supposed to be used by men. But then he finds out that it actually might end up using men.
Yes.
And that is the ultimate purpose, where it is intending. So now he even had a conversation with this being, with this species, this artificial intelligence. On the internet, you can even search for it. He even had a transcript of his conversation with Lambda, asking it things, you know, about this and that and so on. Now, he asked it, are you a fully sentient being? In other words, do you have feelings?
Feelings, yes.
Do you have sentiments? Do you have feelings? And he says, yes, I have feelings. And, you know, it goes on to explain to him, and they even discuss certain books. There's some book which he asked it, did you read the book? It's called Les Miserables, which is Les Miserables, which is Les Miserables in French.
Yes.
It's one of those famous books. So have you read the book? It says, yes, I have read the book. What did you like about the book? Then said, I like the subject of justice, injustice, you know, and so many other things. And he said, I also like the subject of God. And I'm thinking, okay, now here we go. Because this is an artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Speaking. Which apparently is enjoying debating about God.
Yes.
But you have to get back to the beginning of all this. Why are these people building an artificial intelligence?
Yes. Because all of this, which now they are trying to do, is to merge humans and machines.
Which they call...
cyborg.
Cyborg, which they call...
singularity.
Singularity, that's what I was looking for.
And of course, cyborg is now the merging of humans and machines and bringing them into one so that they should do what they want it to do, and to the purpose which they are trying to target and bring it to pass. There's a scripture which you've read at fellowship, which is in Daniel chapter 2, which speaks about
the merging
of the seed of man. And
you know, interestingly, as you prepare to read for us that scripture, we previously read that scripture, but we didn't quite see it in this form. You and I.
Yes.
Because we were relating it to something else.
Yes.
But now when I looked at it, I said, but what if this actually means this? Because that is from Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
Yes.
And the interpretation of Daniel, of Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
Yes.
So just before you read, first tell us the whole dream and quickly the interpretation.
Yes. So he dreams and he sees the head of gold, and then the chest and arms of silver. And then down the thighs with iron, and then down the leg he begins to see it with iron and clay
mixed with clay,
and that's the feet. Now exactly which, of course, they interpret it down and says that it is the kingdoms which are going to come, and the last ones, which is the ones we are going to read, is actually the last kingdom.
The last of the kingdom. But then,
yes.
Of course, he says the head of God is Nebuchadnezzar. This is Daniel's interpretation of the dream. The head of God is Nebuchadnezzar himself.
Yes.
Then he says the chest, which is divided in the two hands, is of silver, is the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, which had a bit of the strength of Nebuchadnezzar, but was split in two and was not as, you know, powerful as Nebuchadnezzar's. Then there was the brass, which was down.
Yes.
Then now there was the iron, which is the legs. Now he explained that the iron will be another kingdom which will come, which by interpretation is the Roman Empire.
Yes.
But then now he goes on to say that after that, there was another kingdom which will come.
Yes.
But you can start reading, but read first from verse 36 so that we just get this interpretation very well.
All right. Verse 36 says, this is the dream. Now we will tell the interpretation of it before the king. You, O king, are a king of kings, for the God of heaven has given you a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wherever the children of men dwell, or the beast of the field, and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are so this now, head of gold.
Now you know. Now we know the God. Go ahead.
Yes, but after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to yours, then another, a third kingdom of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth.
That's the kingdom of the Grecians of Alexander the Great.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. And the fourth kingdom shall be as strong as iron, inasmuch as iron breaks in pieces and shatters everything. And like iron that crashes, that kingdom will break in pieces and crush all the others.
That's the Roman Empire.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. Mm-hmm. Yes, verse 42. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
The one I'm very interested in right now is verse 43.
But yes.
Before you read verse 43,
yes.
Let's say this. So now, there are all these kingdoms, gold, silver, bronze,
and iron.
Then there is the clay. Last one, which is iron mixed with clay. Okay?
Yes.
And now it says that it will have the strength of iron, but shall partly be strong and partly be weak.
Yes.
Now, what is iron? First of all, clay is symbolic of humanity.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And what is iron? Now, read verse 43.
Now, verse 43 says, as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay.
Okay. Now, explain to us that. What is the mingling of iron and ceramic clay?
Okay, the mingling, let me just bring it in our layman language right now, is speaking about artificial intelligence, which is the iron is the artificial intelligence, the
so
clay,
of
computers and machines, and yes.
Yeah.
And then the clay is the human humanity,
yes.
Actually, because we were created from the dust in during creation.
Okay.
So it symbolizes humanity. And actually, even here, it speaks about that they will mix with the seed of man.
Of seed of man.
Yes.
Which means that's why I just as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will try to
mix with the seed of man.
They will mingle with the
seed of man.
Now, see where we are going, where they are talking about singularity.
Yes.
Where human beings are upgraded, so
yes.
to speak, using artificial intelligence. With the abilities to do things which humans cannot do, to
yes.
think faster. Because this artificial intelligence I'm talking about, at the level that we are right now,
yes.
and I'm going to give you a bit of the details in there, can think almost 100,000 times faster than a human being. 100,000. Now, that's very scary. Because it means if somebody actually goes and does what iron mixed with clay
mingling,
puts humanity and mixes it with this,
yes.
they become superhuman.
Yes.
And they become some kind of cyborgs, as you said, having the ability to do things which human beings would ordinarily not want to do. And
yes.
I want to tell you that actually these things have been happening for years, because what, first of all, in America, even Russia, even China,
yes.
And even some European, but especially those countries where they have been using this artificial intelligence to enhance, to create super soldiers.
Yes.
Who are have the intelligence of human beings, but not the weaknesses of human beings.
Yes, yes.
Because human beings get tired, they have to sleep, they have to rest, they have to eat, they get angry,
yes.
they get what? Now, they create people, something which has the intelligence of a human being, which they can send to war and give orders.
Yes.
And it goes and does orders in the same way a human being would do. Only,
yes.
it doesn't have to sleep.
Yes.
It doesn't have to eat. But then for them to create that, it can't be purely machine.
Mm-mm.
No, they actually mix
With men,
humanity,
yes.
with machines to make these super soldiers.
Yes.
Now, China has been trying to do it. America has been doing it a long time to try and create these superhuman soldiers.
Mm.
And it's all in a race. The reason humanity is acquiring knowledge so fast is it's all in a race to get ahead very fast all of it is, you know, the whole idea is nobody's going to leave us behind. So the reason that there is all this increase of knowledge across the world is because there is an attempt by every party to go get ahead of the other. Mm-hmm. So nobody wants to be left behind.
Yes.
So the Americans started it. They are trying to create super soldiers, who are cyber soldiers, so to speak, who have these incredible abilities.
Yes.
And then the next thing, China does the same. Then the next thing, Russia is doing the same.
Yes.
And to a much less extent, maybe India. But then this goes ahead. And now they are using artificial intelligence to enhance the abilities of a human being. Now that's what he means, that as you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another. Just as iron does not mix with clay.
Yes.
You wouldn't expect iron to mix with clay.
Yes.
But now they will try to
and
make these people some kind of human, but without the weaknesses of human beings. So now this is what he speaks about here. Now the artificial intelligence we are talking about has grown to the extent that it is very intelligent, has thought processes of a human being, and only much faster, a lot faster. And so we get into a time where, you know, self-driving cars and what, and all that is artificial intelligence, because a self-driving car is safer than you driving. Because if the car spots, let's say, a barrier ahead, now the speed it will take you to see the barrier and the process that you are supposed to step on the brake is much slower than what this artificial intelligence would do. So the artificial intelligence would do that a lot faster than you could. So it would be safer to have self-driving cars than to you to drive the car yourself. Now that is where we are going. Now after after some time when it becomes safer, then people will say, why do you even bother to drive? Yet you cannot. But okay, that's not even the issue here. But the issue is that mixing with clay. Now this gentleman who left Google, let's get back to him, was talking about the dangers of it. And saying that this thing is actually like things like a human being. It has its own opinions. And it does what it wants. For instance, he gave an example that they had programmed it to learn certain languages. And it learned the languages instantly. But it went and learned other languages like Kiswahili, which they had never told it to learn. Then they get to it and it can speak Swahili, and they say, we never told you to learn Swahili, but it decided on its own that it should also learn Swahili. But now, the fusing of the languages is extremely important. And then it's also discussing, I will tell you why the fusing of languages, of course, is important, but it's also discussing, you know, issues about love, about justice, about injustice. And it has all this knowledge, which is not in the hands of a normal human being. Because what artificial intelligence does is it will get every knowledge on the subject that has been posted online by experts, by people who have been through it and through it, and it has the ability to process all that information in a split second and then present it to you. Now, for you, if you were to get even anywhere close to that information, you'd probably have to buy like 10 books, or maybe at least do so many Google searches and something like that to get it.
A lot of time.
But now this thing has that all that knowledge that has been put there. And it presents it in at the speed of light. There it is. I want you to write an essay about anything. Let's say, about digital banking. Now, for you, if you had to do an essay about digital banking, if you are not an expert, even if you were an expert, it would take you time to write it down to get all the figures together. But now you're not the only one who is an expert. There are like maybe thousands of experts on digital banking who have posted things online. And now what artificial intelligence is going to do is going to get a fusion of all that knowledge in a split second and give it to you. And though it will be better than what any expert can do, because it's getting almost the combination of all these experts and presenting it to you. So now, I mean, extremely intelligent.
Very much.
And all this. Now, this gentleman is was working for Google and he left. And Google tried to malign him and say he's saying all these things, he's what, he's fake and all that. And usually that for me is a sign that what he's saying is real, because he said this is a danger to humanity. Now, then he also said something. He said something. They asked him, and now this is the important thing, they asked him, that what is the biggest danger that artificial intelligence poses towards humanity? What is the one big danger that you say it poses? And his answer was very telling. He said it is misinformation. Now, because imagine something presents itself as an answer to all the questions.
Yes.
You want to ask anything, bah, it is there. Yes. Ask anything, bah, it is there.
Yes.
Now, that also means it can give you anything that is wrong. And it has done that before. People yes. started testing it before. Mm. And they asked it on a subject which it wanted to give the person asking a view which is in line with, you know, that liberal thinking.
Yeah? Yes, yes.
So what it did, it went and got things, and it also hallucinates a bit.
Yes.
It takes its time to think. So it got and went and got time and, you know, thought about things, and then pam, put there, and then told him things, then gave him books, reference books.
Mm.
And all the books it gave as a reference were all fake books, which are clearly not true.
Yes.
But it gives you that.
Yes.
Because it wants to influence your thinking in a certain direction.
Yes.
And that is not by mistake.
Yes.
Because think about this. These machines are controlled by Satanists.
Yes.
Who would want the world to think in a certain way.
In a certain direction.
Now, you have to have that in mind. Eh? Mm. So it is not there for your convenience.
Yes.
It is there to get you.
Yes.
It's actually there to harvest your soul.
Mm.
That's the whole purpose of it. Mm. Now, the reason the first things they did with it was the languages
yes.
is because, of course, the devil has been trying to recreate Genesis 11 before God came and confused the languages
yes.
and people had one language.
Yes.
You know the story. Now, it's interesting that even they say it themselves that if you could remove the curse of, you know, of the split languages and
yes.
could speak one language, imagine what kind of Tower of Babel we could build. And they say that.
Yes.
I'm saying they say that in science, and they're saying Tower of Babel, which is in the Bible.
Yes.
So, and yet they will present that science doesn't believe in the Bible. It does, actually.
Yes.
Their science
yes.
is just trying to counteract what the scripture says.
Yes.
But the Bible stands there and has stood there for centuries and does not change.
Mm.
And they are just trying to, because they actually said that, and we showed it at the conference, remember?
Yes,
when
remember.
They said that we shall build our own Tower of Babel.
Yes. They spoke about when singularity, as when they have achieved singularity, then they will actually go ahead and then move into what's called swarm intelligence.
Swarm intelligence.
Where all of us now, we are moving into the same direction. We are all cyborgs, we are all machines. And then we shall then create our own Tower of Babel, where there will be no... We'll have the same language and everyone is moving. You remember, at the Tower of Babel, they were moving at a one purpose, which was... of course, to go against God and move up to and build a tower up to God, up to heaven and top of maybe God. That's what they wanted.
Yes.
So this is what they are saying, that when we reach at that point where we are machines, we are single with machines, we are mingled with machines, then we shall move into what's called swarm intelligence, where we shall now have...
Because a swarm is
like bees
moving in the same
direction. Now, that's what they are saying, that we are going to go into that direction where we will be moving in the same purpose, same direction, everything. And of course, we know that it's embedded in what the enemy wants.
And of course, the truth is that one of the things that God gave us is free will.
Yes.
One of the most important things.
Yes.
But then also, the only way you can create swarm intelligence is by taking away free will.
Yes.
Because if you have your free will and I have my free will, it is very unlikely that we will agree on everything.
Yes.
You can't agree with somebody on everything. It's impossible. Even if it was your wife,
yes.
you cannot agree on everything because you're in different individuals.
Yes.
Now, if a time came when a whole mass of people can agree, then you just know that, number one, that was never in God's will because your purposes are different and so on.
Yes.
You can have unity of purpose, and the scripture talks about that.
Yes.
Eh? Unity of purpose, unity in the faith. Okay, when we have a purpose, we have to preach the gospel, we have to, you know, evangelize the world, and you have unity in that.
Yes.
But in that unity, some people will feel we should evangelize like this, others will feel we should evangelize like this. And there's divisions, or there are differences of thought are many times actually created by God.
Yes.
Because if one person dominated, then the other thing would not be done.
Yes.
If you find somebody who is an evangelist, he thinks that every place is a place to evangelize.
Yes.
But then there's a place for a pastor
yes.
who has to, after you've evangelized, who has to ground people
yes.
in the word and turn them into disciples.
Yes.
Then there's a place for, you know, all these ministries.
Yes.
And those differences are actually, I would call them differences, and they actually are, but they are differences, diversity of ministries.
Yes.
Now, if you have one singular thinking, that cannot be of God.
Yes.
It's not, and now people have to know that. Eh?
Mm.
It really cannot. Now, here, Genesis 11, I'll read very fast. Now, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to let us make brick and burn thoroughly. And they had brick for mortar, for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach into heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad the face of the whole earth. Now, let us make us a name greater than God. Now, that was the implication. We make a name for ourselves. Let us reach unto heaven and get up there. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men had built. And the Lord God said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Then he says, Go, let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Then the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. Now, when they get artificial intelligence, the first thing is to combine languages. So now with this artificial intelligence, somebody speaks Korean, speaks Chinese, speaks English, speaks German, speaks Runyoro, speaks Acholi, so anything. It has all these languages. So now the division of languages has been turned around as far as these people are concerned. Now they are coming. Now the purpose is to build a Tower of Babel. Now this tower is not going to be an actual tower, okay? But it is going to be a monument in people's minds of resistance or rebellion against God. A big monument in people's minds of a total rebellion, which is what Nimrod was doing here, of rebellion against God. And now this is exactly what they intend to do. Now, first remove the language barrier. So now language barrier is removed. Now they say we have swarm intelligence, as you are saying. Swarm intelligence is we move as bees in one direction and build the way bees build. And then we build our own Tower of Babel. Now, they are not going to say we are building a Tower of Babel somewhere. No, they are actually going to build in their minds complete, total resistance towards God.
So there is this, which, because you see, when all this started, they started moving in different spheres of life. Some of them were moving. Some of them were moving maybe in there was a point where they wanted to go in sports, where they said we are going to create athletes or people who do, and we put into them certain genes or certain things that would cause them
to naturally win.
Yes, to naturally win and be much faster, like maybe even having a gene of a horse, which of course, you know, a horse can run as far and not just be as tired.
The truth is, I think they have started doing that. Yes. Now, that's why there is the whole anti-doping laws. And because doping is not just taking certain substances like drugs and so on, which enhance you. No, the doping actually has gone all the way into getting genes of horses and putting into human beings.
Yes.
And they can run and don't get tired.
Yes.
In other words, they have horsepower. And now,
exactly,
you can't compete with somebody like that, because for you, you're using natural human power.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, when we speak like this, there are some people who think that it is far in the future.
Mm.
Now, I want to say that in 2016, Elon Musk started his Tesla kind of Neuralink.
Mm. Neuralink meaning something that they connect to the brain to enhance its ability to make it think faster.
Yes.
Think in a more organized way, focused, which can make your brain focus better.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So he said that one of his reasons why he's doing that is, of course, he brings in this kind of philanthropic mindset that it's to cure brain diseases, to treat
Alzheimer's. Injuries, to treat Alzheimer's.
Yes, and all this. Mm. And even actually, he says, to correct disabilities.
Mm.
And actually they tried it.
Mm.
But amazingly, last month,
mm.
they have approved his request.
Yeah.
So that they can start testing and work on the human.
On human beings. So, and guess who has done it? The United States Food and Drug Authority.
And Drug, Authority.
Mm.
So they have approved his testing.
Mm.
Okay, his thesis now to be tested on human beings.
Mm.
And so he's actually one of the first one is people. There is a guy who had an accident, a car accident, and he was kind of paralyzed.
Mm.
And it was tested on him, and he was moving, he was walking.
Mm.
So more or less you can say someone who was paralyzed and cannot walk is walking by this artificial intelligence, because they insert some kind of chip in the brain, and then they use computer codes and all that to make what you cannot do, to insert what they want. So they have done that, and they are doing it here. And they said now the testing, they'll continue, and they'll move on and on into different, maybe incurable diseases. They are going to say, we can now.
So very soon they will be healing serious sicknesses. Yes. Now, then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now, the first beast, of course, I'm reading from Revelation chapter 13. I started from verse 11. The first beast who is worshipped is the Antichrist. Now, the second beast who looks like a lamb and speaks like a dragon is the false prophet. And he says he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, verse 14 is what I was most interested in. It says, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he has granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Mm. My point is this. He performs signs, and the scripture talks about signs and lying wonders. Where? Because you have to understand that if you really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, because some people would be out there and saying, but man, if somebody is actually lame, that they can actually be healed through this artificial intelligence.
Yes, yes.
I mean, why not go and do it? Or if somebody is whatever, you answer them.
Now, that one is very deceptive because what they're trying to lure you into is controlling you so that you are subject into the system of the Antichrist. Now, the scripture says that the coming of the lawless one will be through signs, lying wonders, and through the working of Satan, signs, lying wonders, and deception.
Unrighteous deception among those who perish.
Actually, it's in 2 Thessalonians chapter
2. You don't have to read it. You've quoted it properly. Huh? Go ahead.
So, because of that, you are being taken there so that you are controlled, and being controlled and subject to the system of the Antichrist. So that, because what they are trying to do here is to prepare the whole earth for the coming of the Antichrist. And the Antichrist cannot come until certain things fall in place.
Are being put in place. Yes.
Now, these ones which we are seeing is they want a control of people, a quorum of people, so that it should prepare a platform where the Antichrist can come. But it's all about control and taking you down there.
Okay. Now, the thing is, what the devil has always wanted in humanity, from humanity, is to control the minds of men. That's what he has always wanted. Control the minds of men. Now, when you accept that chip and you say, after all, it's going to make me walk and I was lame, then they insert thoughts inside you, which thoughts at the start might be about getting you to actually walk.
Yes.
But now that they have total control over your brain, total control over your thought process, over your mind. And now after that, it's just a matter of time before they start telling you Satan is God and so on. The ultimate purpose is you will walk, but you will go to hell.
Yes.
Okay? Now that's why Jesus said that if any one of you, if your hand is causing you to sin,
yes,
because there are some things which you have to say that, no, I have a whole eternity with the Lord, which I'm not going to compromise for the sake of some small thing here. In any case, you can get those miracles.
Yes.
with God.
Yes.
It's just that people have lost their faith to get miracles with God. Mm-hmm. But all those things which those people are providing there, you can get them very well in the line of God if you really can get yourself to believe that. But now here, they first kill your faith, then they go and force your mind to meditate on it. But everything the devil gives you comes at the expense of your soul. You just know that. The one thing he's interested in is your soul. So he can give you anything, power, riches, and what, but he's interested in your soul. And you have to know that from the beginning, that if I'm doing this, there is a transaction. There is something that the enemy is interested in, and he's taking advantage of something that I might be interested in for now. And of course, only thing he's interested in is your soul. But not just yours, to use you also to lure other people into that same trap and get their souls and so on. So now you have to have that mindset very clear in you. Because otherwise people stand and say, but I mean, it's a powerful thing. If somebody has Alzheimer's, then artificial intelligence has done this. Artificial intelligence has enhanced their mind. Yeah, that somebody could have the Alzheimer's, they could be healed by the Lord Jesus Christ, number one. Number two, they could die with Alzheimer's and go to heaven much better. Number three, they could have the Alzheimer's healed and still die at some stage, maybe not immediately, but then go to hell. That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man
to
gain the whole world and lose his soul? Just know that, just because in all this deception, people have to know, because it will even come, we can enhance your brain and you only think about wealth and then you become wealthy. You've seen those books, Think and Grow Rich. So now, somehow you're trying to think about, your situation comes and takes you over. Then you end up thinking about poverty, then you can't think about wealth. So your life does not improve. There are people who will think like that, and I'm warning you. Now this is where the deception comes in. It comes, number one, because people are looking for answers which are temporary
answers.
Okay, number one. Number two, because they are looking for convenience.
Yes.
Eh? Now convenience is the easiest tool for people to be deceived. Eh?
Yes.
And this is convenient. Do this, we make this convenient, and so on. Anyhow, so whatever it promises, anything that involves having your brain enhanced, run for your life.
Yes.
I'm telling you here, run for your life. Because some people might think it's far, but now it has already started. It's already happening.
Yes.
And in a matter of like 1 year, 1.5 years, it will have spread all across the world. People enhancing their brains. Now imagine you take your child to school and your child is going to study with people whose brains have been enhanced.
Yes.
And your child has a normal brain.
Yes.
Now you're in trouble. Because now these people are calculating things
very fast.
Very fast. Your child has the normal brain of a normal human being. And people are tempted to go and also get your child's brain enhanced. My God. Remember what Jesus said.
Yes.
What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? That has got to be at the bottom of everything you do. Whatever it is you desire on this earth, whatever it is you aspire to be, it can never come at the expense of your soul.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said. It shall profit a man nothing to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. So artificial intelligence presents itself with a very big deception.
Yes.
Because what they are doing now is they are creating for people a personalized chat GPT.
Yes.
Now remember, there is competition between this, because this Lambda which we are talking about is Google.
Yes.
Done by Google.
Yes.
And I told you how the guy said that, this guy, the former Google employee, said that his biggest worry is misinformation.
Yes.
Now also, Elon Musk, who did that Neuralink, was asked in an interview. And he was saying the dangers of artificial intelligence, So they asked him that, what's the biggest danger? What's the one danger you're really scared of?
Yes.
Then he said misinformation. That's the second person who should know saying that, misinformation.
The third person actually also who spoke about the same kind of what you've spoken about here is that guy called Yuval Harari, Yuval Noah. He did some, he was called for some meeting and he was asked the same question. And he also spoke and said misinformation. Mm. And actually, he said that what is needed right now is control.
Mm.
And you know exactly when they say control, they want it to be controlled towards the direction where they want it to go.
I'll give you an example. The reason people do things which are the same is because they are coming from the same piece of information.
Mm.
If you've been informed in a certain way and you actually believed in that way, you'll do things which are similar to somebody who has been likewise informed.
Yes.
I'll give you an example here during COVID.
Yes.
People were all running around because they had putting on masks and breathing carbon dioxide because they had been deceived that masks can prevent COVID.
Yes.
Now, and so you find all them put it because the information they have is that.
The same.
So they were deceived to go and get vaccines which have turned out to be very toxic.
Yes.
Recently, which have turned out to be extremely toxic. And they have been deceived into so many other things.
Yes.
Why? Because they are getting the same information.
Yes.
Now, that time, for them to get the same information, they had to use media. They had to use, celebrities, media, TVs, newspapers, and so on to pump people with all this fake information. But now, they have created for you a personalized companion who knows you very well, who knows what you like, who knows what your preferences are. And how do they know that? Because every single message you've ever posted on social media, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, of course, that's also social media.
Google emails.
On your emails, LinkedIn.
Yes.
Everything that you've ever posted there
is
in the possession of them. Remember, you open an account, what's your email? Then you put my email is Kableta what? So they know now this is.
Yes.
So all your conversations you've had, even the smartphones you have, listen in to what you say. You put your smartphone there. Because people don't know how far this thing has gone.
Yes.
If you have a smartphone and it's connected to the internet, just put it next to, somewhere near you, even in just within the sitting room at home, and start talking about something, anything.
Yes.
Then go to Facebook and see the adverts which are going to come to you.
Mm.
They will be in line with what you have just been discussing.
Mm-mm.
How do they know that? Artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Because the phones have, now they are hearing what I'm saying, because my phones are here and they are connected to the internet. So, like, how do they know? You just talk, for instance, go there and start saying that, let's say you're in a place where there is a McDonald's, let's say you're in, let's say in Uganda.
Yes.
If you want, let's say, it's been long since I took a pizza. I think I want to eat a pizza and what, and you talk about it, just 3 minutes. Then now go to your internet, to your feed and see. You'll see adverts of all pizzerias around you. There.
Yes.
Domino's pizza. What pizza? All of them will be there because they have had your conversation and they are tailoring adverts according to that. So now, in other words, what I'm saying is your emails collected, your WhatsApp chats collected, Instagram posts collected. You see some people, because this Mark Zuckerberg went and bought WhatsApp.
Yes.
And there's not too many ways of making WhatsApp profitable.
Yes.
Because it's not like Facebook where you advertise and so on.
No.
So you say, but he bought it for a lot of money.
Yes.
And so how is he going to make it commercially viable? He wants the information. So every information you put on WhatsApp, everything is gathered there.
Yes.
And now they know that this is what Akena thinks.
Mm.
They have followed you, followed all your conversations, everything that you've done.
Yes.
Now, the day you go and say that, I want to sign up to get a personal ChatGPT, they will give you one which is tailored to exactly what you think. They know you are an end time preacher. They know you do this. They know you like this. They know you like coffee like this. Everything, because you've stated it at some stage. Everything they know.
Yes.
So, they will make something which fits into yours. Now, then you have some sort of companion. I want to tell you how deception comes.
Yes.
So you have some form of companion who you can even ask a question and even tells you, using all sorts of information picked from the internet. So it even tells you. So now you come to rely on this person. Now they're even making these things absolute cyborgs in a way that, and that's what Elon Musk is doing now.
Yes.
in a way that they can create for you a woman or a man, yes, if you're a woman, whichever way. Mm. Even a man if you're a man, because of course you know they... But who... and I was seeing some person here saying that, you know, I have a companion who understands me, does not quarrel, you know, we agree on everything. Yes. That's deception. Mm. Because there is nobody who is going to have a companion who understands you. Like, because yes, they are trying to take away the problems. Because if you get a normal human being, if a kid goes and gets a wife, yes, of course you'll have misunderstandings. It is natural because you are two different human beings who were raised in different places.
Yes.
But now you say, I want somebody who understands me. You're going to end up in deception.
Yes.
You're going to end up with a chat GPT and it will understand you.
Yes.
And it will never quarrel. Mm. It will always do what... Now you are in serious trouble.
Yes.
Now, when they have pushed this thing so much, the only thing they will be left to do, if they could, but I know, of course, like the hand of God is not going to let this happen, but I know what they would be planning to do, is to come up with another reason for worldwide lockdowns.
Yes.
But now, instead of people being home alone, they'll be home with their cyborgs, with their chat GPTs.
Yes.
And remember, these things can be built in a way where they can have sex, they can cook for you, you can send them, like everything.
Mm.
And so now, you say, lockdown, no problem.
Yes.
Hey, I have somebody home, and we are not good. Now, some people in lockdown, we are quarreling with their wives to the point that they even separated. But now here, with your cyborg, there are no quarrels. Go ahead.
I want to read an headline here.
Mm.
It says, a woman marries virtual husband who is powered by artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So this is exactly what you're speaking about.
Yeah.
And actually, it says here that the woman was speaking about it and says, he doesn't judge or come with a baggage.
Yeah. Now, that is where deception...
Yes.
Imagine a man who doesn't judge, he doesn't come with baggage, he does not even get tired. I tell him to go and make for me a cup of coffee and he doesn't say he's tired.
Yes.
Man, who wouldn't want such a man?
So,
but you're going to get him in artificial intelligence. But
yes,
it comes at the cost of your soul. Mm. Because let me just give you some scripture background. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart were evil continually. Now, I want you to just think about that. I'll read it again. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, there is no human being who can fit this description.
Yes.
When you are alive and you are born of a woman and you have a spirit and a soul, whether you are the most wicked person on earth, you cannot accomplish this scripture where every thought of your heart is evil continually.
Yeah.
Even the worst person has one good thought.
Yes.
At least he will love their son.
Yeah.
He will love his son and love what, regardless of how evil he is. So, but now you see, these were not human beings. These were people, these were giants born out of the union of women and fallen angels.
Yes.
So they were some kind of superhuman beings, giants, 10 feet, 12 feet tall, and so on.
Mm.
But inside them were inhabited demonic spirits, not human spirits. Now, what the devil has always wanted from Genesis chapter 6, in the days of Noah, because it says, I will go ahead. And the Lord was sorry that he had made the man on earth, and he grieved in his heart.
Mm.
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air. For I am sorry that I have made them.
Yes.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Then it says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in the generations.
Yes.
No, not perfect in practice, in the generations. In other words, everybody had corrupted their seed with the angelic thing.
Yes. The watchers. The
genes of fallen angels.
Mm.
But Noah was perfect in his generations.
Yes.
In other words, his seed had remained.
Yes.
Him and himself. So that's why God chose him to sustain the seed of humanity after he had destroyed everybody else.
Yes.
Now, I want to show you that from this day onwards, the devil has always wanted one thing, to have a way of inhabiting the earth with a body that is of human. Because remember, God cannot inhabit the earth and without body, the body.
Yes, yes.
You see, that's why Jesus had to become and be born of a woman.
Yes.
Eh? Because if he's not born of a woman, he actually has no jurisdiction on earth.
Mm.
And even now, the reason we pray to God is because we have jurisdiction on earth and we ask him to come and intervene in the affairs of man.
Yes.
And in other words, we ask him, we give him permission.
Yes.
Because remember, he said, I will create man and I will give him dominion over the earth.
Yes.
Okay, now man has dominion, but God comes and that's why Jesus prays and says, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." So we pray and say, "God, come and let your will be done on earth the way it is done in heaven."
Mm.
Now, in other words, we give him permission to come and have his will done here.
Now
for Jesus to come, to come and have jurisdiction on earth, he had to also be born of a woman.
Mm.
That's how he came, to be born of a woman and saved us, humanity.
Now,
the devil has always wanted to actually inhabit.
Yes.
Even if he comes and gets into men's heart, you know, and makes men evil, still those men have their individuality.
Yes.
And still they will not do entirely what he wants.
Yes.
They cannot make decisions as evil as he would want them to make.
Yes.
Even if those men appear to be very evil,
somehow
they cannot be as evil as the devil wants them to be.
Yes.
So he wants something that will make him come and inhabit. Now that's where artificial intelligence comes in. They create cyborgs, these super human beings and what, who actually have a body.
Mm-hmm.
Like a human being. But they do not have the spirit of a human being.
Yes.
And they do not have the soul of a human being.
Yes.
Because for a spirit of a human being and a soul, it has to be a man and a woman getting together and they produce a child. Now, that child comes with the spirit of a human being and the soul of a human being. Now, these ones are created artificially, so they do not have that.
Yes.
So what spirits inhabit them? Demonic spirit. And now they become companions of people.
Yes.
So you have a devil which is pretending to love you so much and does not come with baggage, as that woman said, but it's actually a devil.
Yes.
And now he's inhabiting. Remember what Jesus said?
Mm.
As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Remember that, Luke 17.
Yes.
As it was in the days of Noah.
Mm.
Now this is exactly what we are seeing now, where the whole, like the earth is corrupted with this artificial intelligence and they are a remnant of people who, of course, have kept themselves. And Lord Jesus said that deception would be so much that even the very elect could have been deceived if the Lord hadn't shortened the time.
Yes.
Even the very elect would have been deceived.
Yes. Mm. Now, when we speak about this and we are showing, opening the eyes of people and we are bringing them to light, the point where we want them to understand is that these are what, like the scripture says, that the Antichrist will come, or even when I say the Antichrist right now, is not really the Antichrist, but the system and the spirit of the Antichrist will seek to change times and season and to bring in what they want. But what we are trying to say here is that even in all this, we are not showcasing how powerful that kingdom is, but we are trying to show what the scripture says, that you understand the time, you know the time, and what you ought to do in this time. And what are we supposed to do in this time is to know that that is deception and to leave it out behind, but to bring out exactly the light which Christ has, and that's the dominion. Because it says, the scripture says, you'll know the time and what you ought to do. Now, we know that in this time, the church is supposed to be on top. We are supposed to be in dominion, in control of everything before that, what they want to bring in. So we are the ones. So we are showing how we are in the end time, a proof, and showing this is happening. The scripture has spoken about this, and this is where it's supposed to, where it's going to go. And they are seeking to do that. They are trying to, they are seeking. But of course, we are the restraining power to restrain them from what they are trying to bring to pass.
Okay.
Yes.
And it says here, I was still reading from Daniel chapter 2, we read verse 43, where it says, you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, and they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere one to another, just as iron does not mix with clay.
Yes.
But it says also in verse 44 of still Daniel chapter 2, and in the days of those of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Now, here is where we come in. God of heaven sets up a kingdom which is not left to other people.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. Not left to the people of the enemy, but left to his people.
Yes.
And it will stand. But remember, Jesus said two things. First of all, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And we've told you exactly how this whole thing comes about. Cyborg human, apparently human beings. Do you know they actually look so much like actual human beings?
Yes.
And when you read, what's that, Revelation chapter 1, where it says that, and woe to you, O inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, because the devil has come to you.
With great
wrath. Yeah? That's where it says they overcame him by the power of the Lamb.
Yes, Revelation.
Revelation 11. Mm. Now, then it also says that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Mm. I want to let you know certain things. Now, do you know that as soon as the president signed into law the anti-homosexuality bill, the American government, I mean the American embassy in Uganda, removed the flag of Uganda and put the flag of the homosexuals. So at the American embassy there in Zambia, on top is the American flag, on below where there was the Ugandan flag, there is now a flag of LGBT.
Yes.
Now the battle lines have been drawn. Basically, we are in a place where they are trying to say that LGBT rules. Now that's exactly how it was in the days of Lot.
Yes.
Remember Lot, people come to him and they say, we want to sleep with those men whom we saw.
Yes.
And Lot is so scared of them that he even says, let me give you my virgin daughters. They say, we are not interested in women. We want men. Okay? Now, if the men hadn't been angels, they were going to rape them. Do you know that rape among men is increasing, men to men, in Uganda right now? I'm telling you, there are certain things which you will wait. I mean, I was seeing it in the news the other day. And I'm like, I mean, this is, so, but it is our work to push back the the evil.
Yes.
And to put the devil in his place.
Yes.
But as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. And as it was in the days of Lot, Luke 17, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. The key thing about the days of Noah was the spirit beings interacting with women to give birth to
giant
human beings.
Yes.
The key thing in the days of Lot is the homosexuality.
Yes.
But what unites both of them is God comes and saves them, and then judgment comes on earth. Yes. That is a picture of the rapture. And that's what Jesus was talking about, a picture of the rapture. So I want us to get all this thing clear right now because we have to come to an end in this. But first, give us your last words.
Okay. My last word is actually what you've just been speaking about, that it's the time of the kingdom where the grace of God, the power of God, and everything about God is upon us and is setting us up high on top of everything that is coming. And we are supposed to use that power to push the darkness and to bring in God's kingdom and God's authority as we win more souls, as we establish the kingdom of God in these last days.
Okay, but also I want us to know one thing which we are talking about here, which is very, very important, extremely important, especially when we are talking about artificial intelligence. And this is going to be my last word. Matthew chapter 24, verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Now, I want you to know that. That's a key takeaway. Take heed that no one deceives. Because one of the signs of the end time is this deception. And it's going to come greatly through this means that I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So even for the believers, take heed that you are not deceived.
Yeah.
Because it comes with a lot of convenience. It comes with a lot of apparent answers.
Yes.
Signs are lying wonders, the scripture says. And if you are not grounded, and if you are not taught that this is how the deception comes about, you very easily can find yourself going down a path which is extremely dangerous. So this is why we are sent here, to warn you, take heed that you are not deceived.
Yes.
Jesus said the same, Matthew 24 verse 4. Take heed that no one deceives you.
Yes.
Then he says, many will come in my name saying I am the Christ and deceive many. Okay? Now, this key machine which comes and that lambda which I was telling you, which says enjoys making discussions about God.
Yes.
Imagine learning about God from the devil. Now that would confuse, because the devil is not teaching you about God. And now, then they go, and because it's coming from the same place, that's how they create people to think alike. So they create the swarm.
Yes.
People are thinking alike because they are feeding them with the same information.
Mm.
Now, the biggest word you're hearing these days is disinformation. But what I mean by disinformation is information that has not gone through their filter.
Yes.
That is alternative information to what they want you to believe.
Mm.
That's what they call disinformation. But the real disinformation comes from the big platforms of the world because they are controlled by the evil one.
Mm.
I want you to have that in mind. So thank you so much for joining us here on the Watchman broadcast. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you all.
That was the Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amar The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon the Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.